Things here. Greetings. So, you can time the sky to the minute, and human design is precise like that, which I love it. So today we're going to break down how long each planet actually sits in a gate and a line so that you can plan, track, and play with the transits in real time. I have a deep respect and a love of the transits and tracking. I found it funsies. I've first line body, so you know, things like this amuse me greatly. But it's also a way for us to really explore ourselves a little deeper and understand some of these concepts that we may not have understood before. So for that reason, I'm going to give you a little bit of a planetary transit chat, and we're going to talk about a little bit of what they do. So strap in, friends. I'm hoping to kind of like put some images with this and see if we can kind of like bring it. So when we're looking at human design, we're looking at the wheel, and we've got 64 gates, right? So each gate is roughly about 5.625 degrees wide. So each gate has six lines, and a line is 1/6 of the gate. All right. So don't worry about all those degrees. Trust me, I've looked at it. It doesn't matter. So when we're looking at our transits, we're understanding that each gate is going to spend a certain amount of time in a planet or a star. And then each of those lines within the planet is also spending a certain amount of duration in that gate. Does that make sense? I know. So time in a gate or a line is just the distance divided by the planet's daily motion here. And that's all this is. So the short version of this is that a gate equals about 5.65 degrees and a line equals 0.9 of a degree. So time equals distance divided by speed. Yeah, I know. Don't blah, blah, blah. Just keep that in your pocket, because it's something to think about. Like if you're into that stuff, and it allows us to kind of understand how things are moving. So before we tour the planets, though, let's really anchor into to where we're at here. The sun and the earth move as an axis, so roughly 5.7 days per gate and just under one line per day. The moon's fast, a gate in about 10 hours, 8-10 hours, and a line in the moon is roughly around 1 hour and 40 minutes, so that's why it's fast. Mercury sits close to the sun, so think a day or so per gate and a few hours per line. Going to break this down further. This is just the snapshot. Venus moves slower than Mercury, and Mars lingers. Jupiter writes the theme of the seasons, and Saturn writes the lessons, right? Lessons planned. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto hold the longest story. So when we're looking at the planets, we can see here we have obviously our sun and Earth. That's a basis for us here. And we're looking at our planets. We start with Mercury, Venus, Mars, us, and we're going out. So these inner planets, we can see, or when we start to look at them, they're moving quickly for us. They're moving every day or every 3 days. We notice them moving through the gates and the lines. As we start to go out into the outer planets, you know, from Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and et cetera, they're moving a lot slower. So it's more of a kind of theme. And so when we're looking at tracking transits, most of the time we're sitting, if it's a Saturnian or a Neptunian or even a Pluto, it's going to stay there for a while. Yeah, we know we could check the transits every day or every week. Those guys, they're going to be there for a while. If anything, even their line changes are going to be something that we're kind of more feeling into, and it's taking time. The moon is the fastest moving planet. Okay, so the moon cycles through every 64 gates in 28 or 27.9, depends, it does change a little bit, the rotation of that. So each 64 gates in human design traverse the moon, or the moon traverses it every 28 days. And so that's what we're looking at here. Okay. This allows us to kind of settle in. And this is when people kind of do these transit trackings with me and we get into the workshops. It's fun. And it should be fun because we can start to explore this. So if you grab your chart, let's have a little bit of fun. So we know that the sun takes 365 days. Okay, let's not get, sometimes it changes. We're hearing about that. But for the purpose of this, let's just honor 365 days to circle the wheel, all of the 64 gates, right? So that works out to be roughly 5.7 days per gate. So as it goes around the mandala, and around 22 hours and 50 minutes per line. So a gate, again, repeating that, a gate changes. The sun gate changes every roughly 5 to 7 days, and the lines, as in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, are changing roughly every 22 hours 50. And the earth in human design will always be the gate exactly opposite the sun. So any change you track for the sun is mirrored by the earth on the other side. Right. Just want to give a little bit of context there that if the sun enters gate 56 on a Tuesday afternoon, you have almost 6 days to live with that theme of the 60 of the 56. And each line flavors, just each line is flavored by that line for just under a day. So if you're kind of like feeling into that, you're knowing that, you know, oh, it's a line 3 day or a line 4 day, and you can kind of like a look at that expression of how that's showing up through the sun, through the gate, and then through the line. So as we have spoken about previously, the moon completes the wheel in roughly 27 to 28 days. So this means that it spends roughly 8 to 10 hours in each gate and about 1 hour and 40 minutes in each line. And so it is our driver for mood, for body and daily tone. And for us reflectors, the moon in a way is our calendar inside our skin. It's what we kind of traverse through so that we can make clearer decisions and see clarity. So for anybody who's not a reflector, it doesn't matter. It's still the moon is moving through your definition. And when it can bridge or can split or completes a channel for you, you may feel it, you know, and you can set a timer for these line changes and journal these micro shifts. But regardless of type, we're all living through this process of the lunar energy traversing all of these gates. Moving on to Mercury. So Mercury averages about 1.4 days per gate and roughly 5.5 hours per line when it's direct. So around stations and during retrogrades, it slows and stops. It doesn't really, but that's how it's perceived here. So it slows and stops and then steps back through these lines, sometimes camping in one gate for days. That's where it gets a little tricky. You know, people talk about it all the time. And so that's why a lot of this can loop with Mercury. But again, it comes about, I don't know, during retrogrades, I suppose we can watch the line sequence run in reverse, line 6 to 5 and 4 and so on. And so we can look at this like a revision, you know, you just got to have a think about this a little bit more, what's happening here for you. Yes. Mercury, interesting. And Mercury actually has a, I think it's a 86 or 68 day cycle around the sun. So anyway, Venus has got a 225 day cycle around the sun. And in human design, Venus averages about 3.5 days per gate, right? So we're increasing our time here. And around 14 hours per line when direct. So we can kind of sit with this, Nelly, for that you know, 14 hours. And Venus colors our value, our taste, our relationships, our patterns, and what feels beautiful or correct for us. And so when Venus is slow or retrograde, it can sit in a single line for a few days, and that can make a thing feel loud in the body. And we can use that, you know, we can create a little bit more space. We can look at our money choices, our yes and our no's, what we really want. Moving into Mars. Okay, so Mars has a 685-day cycle. And in human design, Mars spends about 10 to 11 days per gate and around 1.8 days per line when direct. So Mars really pushes us in action and shows where irritation and spark and growth is, and it's an initiator. And during this during retrograde periods, which happen every couple of years, Mars can hover in one gate for weeks. And that is when a specific theme becomes like the dojo. Yeah, you can kind of practice it again and again and again until your action is clear. So looking at that in your charts and when it happens. Moving out to Jupiter. Jupiter has a 12-year cycle around the sun. And in human design, Jupiter averages about 68 days per gate. So again, I'm getting to this. We're moving out. So if you're looking at Jupiter transits, you know you've got a little bit of time to sit with this. And so it has about 11 days. Jupiter sits about 11 days per line. Plenty of time. And Jupiter amplifies, right? It says, this is fertile, grow it. And when you see Jupiter move into a gate that touches your design, mark those gates. You know, this is a great window here for teaching or for launching or expanding, and maybe expanding into a storyline that you actually believe in. All right, so Saturn, we've got Saturn here 28 years. You know, we hear about this, our first Saturn return around that age of us, you know, between 28 and 30. And Saturn in human design spends about 5 to 6 months in a gate and about 4 weeks in a line. And Saturn is very much about testing our structures, our commitment and integrity. And people, in a way, they fear Saturn. Some do anyway. But I feel that Saturn rewards what is correct and sustainable. So if you are tracking the line dates or anything like that with Saturn, you can kind of like pace your learning for this. And 4 weeks gives you plenty of time to build a habit around these exact themes in your life and how these transits are moving. Uranus, 84-year cycle, okay, around the sun. And in human design, the Uranus gates sit roughly 1.3 years, so about 80 days per line. It was 84 years. It was 80 days. So Uranus brings shocks and fresh air, and the shakeup is not random. It's liberating. It's a liberating pattern. And when Uranus hits a gate that completes a channel in your body graph, you can often expect a bit of creative disruption. So mapping or looking at the line windows, we can choose to experiment with them or not. And just remember that it was when Uranus was found. So, you know, we got a bit of things happening around, you know, when we found Uranus. I was taught Uranus. I can't help it. And sometimes anyway, Neptune has a big solar cycle. So it's roughly around 165 years to traverse around the sun. In human design, Neptune spends about 2.5 years per gate and around 5 months per line. So Neptune, in a way, it dissolves and mythologizes. And so things can get foggy, so they can become sacred. And it's always about, well, do not rush clarity here. And it's inviting us to explore, letting the mist work on us, letting the fog work on us. And if you journal, you can note the lines and themes every few months and watch how these images clarify, you know, watch how the fog starts to clear so you can see a little bit more clearly through the mist. Okay, Pluto. 284 years, I think it is, 64 years, can't read my notes here. That's around the sun. But in human design, Pluto stays in a gate on the order of 4 years on average and about 7 to 8 months per line. So, you know, and you know a lot if you chart read or you're looking at people's charts, you'll see that a lot of people have very similar Pluto placements because it's a long term, it sits there for a while, right? Now, Pluto strips in a way what is false. So this is what we're taught. It's deep, it's a slow power, it's more, you know, generational. It's, you can see this in the transits that take so long to move through. So in a Pluto window, we're not pushing here. We allow what must end to end. It's a birth to rebirth through its process. You're building on what is going to actually endure. Now, the lunar nodes, this is something else in human design we have, and the nodes of the moon move retrograde. So they go backwards through the wheel and they spend roughly 160 days per gate and just under 18 days per line. So when we watch the nodes shift, that's the time frame that we're roughly looking at. And the nodes set the collective storyline of where we are coming from and where we are growing towards, right? So when a node hits a gate that matters in your chart, or it doesn't matter, or it's just something you're curious about, you might feel a shift in what feels familiar versus what feels destined. So here's a little bit of a math moment. Teaching my kids math at the moment. Well, I'm not teaching them at all, but I'm going back through, you know, this is the thing about being a parent. Sometimes we have to revisit all these things, looking at that. So here is a reusable moment. Time in a gate equals 5.625 degrees divided by the planet's average degrees per day. So time in a line equals 0.9375. I've written this down, divided by the same speed. So if you know the daily motion for a date, you can get the exact time. And most ephemerides list speed. Plug it in, done. That's how we work through it. I've been asked this before. How do you create, or how do you look at your own ephemeris? That's how it is. Okay, use an example. Mercury moving 4 degrees per day. The gate time equals 5.65 divided by 4. That is about 1.4 days. Line time equals 0.937 divided by 4. That's about 0.24 days, roughly 5.5 hours. I know, I'm a nerd. I like it. So if we talk about retrogrades, because retrogrades have often kind of, what that's going on? You know, we think this planet's spinning backwards, but if you go and look at the science of it, it's not. It's just blah, blah, blah. Retrogrades do not mean backwards energy in a moral sense. It means apparent reverse motion from our view looking here out. So two keys affects this. Time stretches in the same gate and the lines repeat in the reverse order. So it's kind of not a problem. It's a gift. It's the gift of allowing us to rewrite. So I'm one of these people that I'm not worried about retrogrades. I think, wow, I get this moment to kind of rewrite this, to look into it. And if we look at Venus retrogrades and stuff like that, if we look at what Venus holds and we have this retrograde, it's like, well, Venus allows us to reevaluate, you know, really step into that. How does that feel? And Mars, if we look at retrogrades for that, the gift of Mars is it lets us redesign, action. And Jupiter and Saturn can offer second passes, you know, growth and structure. So redefining this, you know, and our outer planets rarely reverse quickly. But when they station in a line, that flavor really saturates the field. Yeah, we're feeling that for a while. So I guess the question is, how do you track without losing your mind? Or in my case, I love to lose my mind. I know it's heady shit, but I enjoy it and it makes me happy and it doesn't cause me stress. So I always like to say to people, just pick one body or one purpose, like just pick something that you're curious about. You know, and if you're a reflector, you might want to just start with the moon. And just set some times, you know, like look at when this is going to change, you know, look at the ephemeris, check out the Jovian just now, or if you run other charts, you know, and just in these moments of change, you don't have to do anything with it. Maybe just pause. Ask yourself how you're feeling in those moments. You know, name it the tone that you are, how you're experiencing. What's your body feeling? Are you achy? Are you tired? Are you, where are you at? Nothing else to do. So these are just good. And if you just are a solar type, you might choose to just track the sun lines for a week. Like sit down each morning and read the line theme and let your day be as it is around that. Just go, oh, this is a third line day. This is a fourth line day. So, you know, I like to always sort of say to people, it's really good to track some of the ones that you can notice a little bit more shifts on. Obviously, if you're going to look at Pluto and stuff, you might be waiting a while. But, you know, Mercury and Venus and stuff and Mars, they can really like create this patterning and this theme. And it's a little bit of fun to explore it. So we're looking again at where is Mars, for example, in your chart? Where is it sitting? And where is the transit sitting in that? Fun ways to look at it. What's your personality? What's your design with Mars? And what's transiting? And how does it affect your chart? So you can kind of know that, especially with Mars and Mercury and Venus, as I said, they will shift. So you can kind of get a taste and a sample. And if you're a reflector, we know all about that tasting and sampling. So anyway, I hope this has been illuminating for you. It always was when I first started. It just fascinates me to no end. And once you start tracking all of them, it's a head game, but it's fun. And the more we kind of sit with just one thing at a time, we can kind of go, what am I noticing here? How is this affecting my chart? Because I don't know about you, but I get asked this a lot. How can I work with the transits? And maybe it's not about you working with the transits. Maybe a start of it is about you experiencing what you're experiencing and not because someone's telling you. So a lot of the experimentation that we do in the tracking course that I run is we feel into it first. We don't get heady about it. I mean, you can get curious. But otherwise, if you are knowing what's coming up, if you're knowing, for example, that gate 19 is coming up and you're like, oh, well, this is what it's going to do and I'm going to get this channel, so I must have to feel this, it could work completely differently. And an example of that is, I think I shared a couple of months ago where I just suddenly felt this urge to do things. And one of those things was to clean my oven, which is a, you know, pulling it completely apart and scrubbing it. And I felt so good. And this was a part of my defined sacral giving me momentum, giving me energy to create and do. And it wasn't what I thought it was. So enjoy, have fun with it. Take time to sit with it. I'll talk to you next time.